Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible Girl too. I'm so glad you joined me for another episode of Bible Girl. We will be wrapping up our Grace Book and Daily Grace series this week and next week. Today we're going to help you start to make a plan and put all this together. And then next week I'll be sharing a little bit about my own personal plan and what that looks like, and give you some encouragement on how to really implement all the things that you've learned. So today we're going to talk about making a plan and figuring out exactly what you will include in your time with God and the value of mornings and evenings. But before we jump into that, I just wanted to say there are a few extra sections in addition to the things we've covered already, like prayer and gratitude, Bible study, Bible reading, having a place to plan your day. We talked about the daily docket that helps you be very intentional with how you're spending your time and the ways in which you're living out your calling and your purpose. There's a few other sections that you might want to include in your Grace Book. Some of these I include in mine. Some of them I have in different notebooks, and I'm excited to show you kind of my whole notebook regime through my YouTube channel. I'll be filming some videos of more than my Grace Book, but my journal and my calendar system and things like that over the next few months. But some of these things I have kept in my Grace Book at different times and kind of move them around. We'll talk next week about the value of being flexible and about visiting your plan frequently to make sure that it's still working well for you. And often I will move things in and out of one book into a different one for a different season of life or a different schedule or focus of my time. Some of the extra subjects that you might wish to include in your Grace Book, you might want to keep a list of books that you want to read or Bible studies that you want to do in the future. Maybe you like to keep track of the books that you've already read and great quotes that you've seen, things that you stumble upon on social media about a book that looks really good, that speaks to a situation in your life you think it would help you. But right now you're reading too many other books. You can just keep like a little section of books I might want to read one day, or a list of all the books that you've read this year, and a favorite quote or a rating or something like that. A books tab is very helpful to have, whether you have that right in your Grace Book or you put that somewhere else. That's very helpful. Another thing is important, and I have this in my Grace Book, and I call it reference. And the reference section is where I put lots of things I want to be able to refer to, but maybe not use every day, or maybe not have a specific category that they fall into. You'll see in greater detail when I film my video what is in my reference section, but some things that we've talked about already that might be good to put there. The list of declaration statements that I printed out and gave to you, put online for you to print out, or if you were in one of my classes this summer, you got a copy of it in person. You can take that and put that in your reference section and refer to that. You could also put extra copies of papers. Maybe one of the Bible study methods you're using right now, you keep that handout in the Bible study section, but you keep the other handouts, like Bible study methods that you're not currently using, could go in the reference section so that you have them with you if you need to refer to something in there. I also, one of the things I like to do is I like to take, if there's something I want to be thinking more about, maybe I've done a really good Bible study and I summed it up in a couple good points and I want to be reflecting on those points, I will put that paper in my Grace Book in the reference section, and I'll put little notes in my planner to review it at a certain date, so that on that date, you know, I just pull it out and I read through it and I think about it a little bit. Sometimes I journal some of the things that are on my heart, and just I use that as kind of almost like a tickler file, if you are familiar with that term. It's a lot of businesses and companies have teach their employers to just kind of keep their employees a bunch of things around that they can refer to stir their creativity, or that they want to have on hand to be able to reference quickly and remind themselves of. And so this is a good section to put there. It's all those little things that you want to hold on to, but you might not be using at the moment, but that you might need for reference. Another thing you could put in there is a tab for your sermon notes. Maybe you take it to church, your grace book, and you write out your sermon notes, or Bible study. If you're taking a class, maybe you might want to put a tab in there for a particular class, or maybe you go to a Sunday school at your church and you just keep a tab for all of your Sunday school notes or assignments. You know, if you have different study assignments from Sunday school or Bible study, you could put that in there as well. If you are part of a small group or a growth group or whatever your church calls them, life groups, there's a lot of different names out there. You may want to have a tab for that. You could keep prayer requests specifically related to your growth group, and any paperwork from your studies can go in there. I have currently, I don't put mine in my grace book because I don't carry it with me too much, but I have a different system, and I like a traveler's notebook, and I keep my growth group notebook. I keep one in my traveler's notebook so that I can have anything that I need to refer to at growth group right there with me. Another page or section that might be helpful to you is to have a goals section. This can be just goals for your life that can encompass a wide variety of things, you know, work and health and lots of different areas of goals that you could set. But I think it's interesting to look at them from this perspective and to put them into your grace book, because it's everything in that book is really an invitation to invite God into the situation. So when you put that in your grace book, when you're praying through your prayer request or you're studying your Bible, you can refer to those goals and you can tweak them as things come up. You can, as you're reading and studying, you may realize that this certain goal that's kind of been on the fence or the back burner needs to come to the future, because God's really He's really stirring your heart in that area and you want to bring that to the forefront. Or maybe there's something you've been wanting in the back of your mind, you have down as a goal and you've been working towards it, and you realize that God's really changing your heart in that way. Or maybe it's that the goals that you've set up are really ambitious, and maybe that's something that you need constant prayer and communication with God to receive His encouragement and His strength to accomplish them. So by putting a goals section in your grace book, it kind of reminds you that you don't have a spiritual life separate from the rest of your life. Your work life, your habits, your health, the way that you spend your free time, your entertainment, your family life, your relationships, all of these things are connected to the core of you, to your soul. And so as a result, because God is invested in all of these areas of your life, he wants to know what's going on there, and he wants you to talk to him about those things. He wants you to seek his input and his wisdom and strength and grace and the ability to do all those things. He wants you to bring all that to him. And so I think putting a section for goals or planning or something like that in your grace book is a great idea. It also might be something that you put someplace else. I currently do mine elsewhere because it would take up my whole grace book. I'm super organized and I keep a lot of lists, so I put those things elsewhere. But for many of you, you might find it helpful to be in your grace book. For many years, I kept mine right in my grace book and worked on my goals and goal setting and things like that during my quiet time. Just in the past 10 years or so, my life's changed a good bit, and I have found that it's more helpful for me to have something separately. Those are all some categories that you might want to consider, and there's probably a lot of them I didn't mention that you could think of. The sky's really the limit. There's no rules as to what you put in it. I just want to encourage you to maybe think beyond some of the obvious things and have this one central place that kind of fuels not only your time with God, but looking at your life through a spiritual lens, looking at it through the lens of what is God doing in these areas of my life and how can I cooperate with his plan, which is really, I think, should be the prayer of all of us. It's something that we should be focused on throughout our day, not just in the morning when we're spending a few moments with God. Now, let's talk a little bit about making a plan. So I have a little worksheet for you to download, and I'm going to go over the plan, and as I do, I'm going to explain how the worksheet will help you do this. You certainly do not have to use the method I'm about to show you, and you do not have to use the worksheet that I'm providing, but I do think that for many of you, having something very fleshed out and concrete will be a help. And so if it will be a help to you, I would encourage you to download a copy of that and use it. I will include it with the show notes. So those of you that get into the show notes archive and print those out each week will have them automatically. There will also be a copy separately posted in the Gracebook files that you can access at a later time. So we're talking about this idea of spending time with God, of starting and ending your day with God. And I think that this is important for several reasons, but I want to approach them separately here and just kind of explain why I think it's important. First of all, the morning is very obvious. Many people will say, you know, if I don't do my quiet time right away in the morning, it slips away from me. That is true for many, many people. It's also obvious because you want to start your day well, and you want to make sure that you are focused on the things that God wants you to be thinking about and not the clamoring from the world around you and not listening to all the other voices before you've heard that still small voice that speaks to you so quietly in your spirit. And I would encourage you to think about the kinds of things that you do in the morning are a little bit, take a little bit of a different tone than the kinds of things that you would do in the evening. For instance, praying in the morning, this is a pretty obvious one, but praying in the morning is different than praying in the evening. When you pray in the morning, you're looking forward to everything you have going on that day, and you're praying about activities and things coming up. You're praying about, you're kind of starting fresh in the day. But when it comes to the evening, your prayer will be very different. And so I think it's important to have that morning prayer where you really look forward and you look at what you have that's on your mind, that's on your schedule and in your day, and you begin to pray about those things. All of the morning things are things that should pull you forward, and also are things that I think will give you the strength that you need to get through your day. So that's getting your scripture reading in and making sure that you're understanding what God has to teach you for the day and those kinds of things. When it comes to evening, the value, I think, of spending time with God in the evening is that we can put our past, that day that's just finished, into its proper perspective before we end the day. And this one is so crucial. If you're anything like me, I spend the moments that I have before I drift off to sleep thinking about my day, thinking about what I wish I would have done differently, thinking about all that's on my plate for the morning and the things that I didn't finish or didn't get done as well as I'd wanted. I think about the moments that I messed up. I think about how much there is to do, about the work that's overwhelming, and I can dwell on those things when I go to sleep, and I don't think I'm doing myself any favors because I'm going to sleep with a more negative outlook, and I'm also going to sleep with often some dread for the day ahead, especially on those days that just didn't go well and I didn't get my things done, I didn't get enough crossed off my list to feel confident that I'm heading into the next day well. If those things keep you up at night, then having time with God in the evening is incredibly crucial. It's important because it allows us to get His perspective on our day. It allows us to spend a few moments thanking Him for what He did and looking for the ways in which He was present in our day. And those are all things that are very good to do in the evening. I would encourage those of you that are just starting this and are really clueless as to how to go, that I would encourage you to do a Bible reading plan in the morning that stretches you a little bit, that maybe takes you into a place of scripture that is new for you. I would encourage you to have a prayer time that's structured, where you're praying not just for your family and not just for your day, but where you're praying for needs in the world and where you're opening your horizons and praying for God to do a great and mighty work in our country and in the communities that you live in. But when it comes to your evening time, I would encourage you to do things like to read a psalm, to spend some time just listening to the heart of the psalmist as he worships God or cries out to God. I would encourage you to spend some time being grateful. Write down some things that God did for you that day that you noticed, ways that God showed up or encouraged you, or things that others did that blessed you. I would also encourage you to spend some time in prayer just asking God some questions, you know, asking him some simple things like, you know, where were you today? Did I notice you? Are there anything that you want me to take care of tomorrow? What do you have to say to me, Lord? And being still and quiet before him. I would encourage you to kind of take a look at the morning and evening and ask yourself, what do I need most in the morning before I face my day? And what do I need most in the end of the day when I'm ready to put my head on the pillow? Am I a worrier? Am I a fretter? Am I the kind of person that, am I a procrastinator? Am I the kind of person that is more negative? Then there are certain things that you can do at night to help you end the day and begin the day more positively, or maybe with less stress in your day. So you know yourself, hopefully, well enough to be able to do this. I would just ask the Lord to guide you through this exercise where we're going to make a plan and intentionally choose activities that will give you the things that you're looking for in the morning, the things that you need, and then the things that will help you end the day well. Okay, so we've got our morning and evening ideas here, and we're going to put this into some kind of plan. And as we go through this worksheet, I want you to focus on the morning on the front page and the evening on the back page, and we'll work through each of these steps. So the first one is you decide how long that you have. So how long do you have in the morning? Or how long do you want to commit to in the morning to doing this? And you would do the same thing on the page on the back for the evening. How long do you have in the evening? Can you carve out 30 minutes? Or are you already spending an hour, but you'd like to spend a little less time during this season? Or maybe you want to bump it up a little bit. However you would like to do it, there is... just thinking ahead of how much time overall that you want to spend will kind of give you a framework to work. So figure out how long you have in the morning and how long you have in the evening. And then underneath of that, there are some little spots where there are 5-minute increments and they count up to 60. I planned that for most people, you wouldn't do more than an hour in the morning or evening. I think that would be... you know, a really great goal to get to, but I wouldn't anticipate that most people would get to that or do more. So you would find, so if you have 30 minutes, you just find the 30 and circle it, and then circle all the way up to 5. So basically, you're just circling all of the 5-minute increments that you have available to you, okay? So, you would do 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30. So if you're doing 20, then just circle the 20 and everything above it. Then what you're going to do is on the right-hand side of the page, you're going to make a list of every activity that you would like to do in the morning or the evening. You would put down, you know, maybe you want to study the Bible, maybe you want to do a scripture reading plan instead and you're not going to study, then maybe you're going to spend a few minutes listening to worship music, or you're going to pray for 10 minutes or whatever. So just write down each of the activities, and then in the far right, there's a little box that you can put how many 5-minute increments you're going to spend. So if you're going to pray for 10 minutes, you would put 2. If you're going to study your Bible for 20 minutes, you would put 4. So you're going to put the 5-minute increments along that far right-hand side box. Once you've figured out what you're doing, how much time you have, and the number of increments that you want to spend, you want to go over and start putting them into your list. And you just want to make sure that your time equals. So as you move them over to the plan along the left-hand side, you just want to cross them off on the right. And eventually you can just put them into each 5-minute increment. So you might have pray for 5 and pray at 10, signifying that you're praying for 10 minutes. Then you would fill that in. You might have picked more activities than you have time. So then you have to decide, do I want to add more time? Do I want to delete an activity? Or do I want to do one for less time? Maybe I will just study for 15 minutes and use this extra 5 minutes to do this thing I want to add in. Once you have that done and you kind of have them in an order, you have your plan for the day of what you'll do morning and evening with God. Now, here's just a few things to think of before you jump into executing the plan. You need to realize that you don't have to stick to 5 minutes. You know, if you're saying you're going to pray for 10 minutes and you're going to study the Bible for 20 minutes, you don't have to set a timer at 10 minutes and stop mid-word and jump into Bible study. These times can all be very fluid. When you first start, it might be helpful to give yourself some little warning. Set a timer to beep at 10 minutes so you start to get the idea of how long 10 minutes is. You can continue to pray. You just either go a little later or you'll study a little less. But when you first start, sometimes those little helps give you a better idea of where your time is and how long things are accurately taking. Next week in the podcast, we're going to talk about some reevaluation and course correction. If you're finding consistently that prayer is taking longer than 10 minutes, then you need to reevaluate. Maybe you need to pray more often throughout the day and maybe schedule another prayer time. Or maybe you need to pray for less things in your morning prayer time and move some of them to the evening when you have more time. Or maybe you need to pray differently. I know sometimes I will write out my prayers, but there are certain seasons of my life where that just takes too long and I don't have the time to dedicate to that. So I have to reevaluate and move that and do it a little bit differently to fit the time spot. So don't get hung up on you know, immediately just dropping one thing and moving on to the next, but do use those times to kind of gauge how long you really need to be able to get things done. If you're finding that you only have 20 minutes right now, but you really would like to spend 30 or 35, then there are ways you can work with that. Now that you know that, you can begin to carve out those extra minutes. Maybe you could do something later in your day, or maybe you could add something into the evening, or maybe you could slowly over time just get up 5 minutes earlier and add something in and do that until you get up to your 30 or 35 minutes. The second thing I would like to remind you of, and I've said this in the podcast before, you'll be hearing it a lot from me. It's just something that I feel is kind of my message to the world right now, and something that God has been working on me so much in the last year or two, and that is that small things done consistently are better than big things done once in a while. I can't stress this enough, so I'm going to say it again. Small things done consistently are better than big things done once in a while. Spending time with God, the value of being in His presence, the benefits that come from that, the fellowship, the communion, the love for God that will grow, the confidence that you'll feel in decision making, the way that you'll hear the voice of God, all of those things will happen better if you're willing to commit to it and do it consistently, even if it's a small time. If you struggle in this area and you give yourself a big, huge plan that you cannot keep up with, and you do it 2 days and you give up, or you do it a week and you give up, or you do it a week and then you do it here and there and feel guilty constantly, you're doing far more damage to yourself than if you would just pick something that's much smaller, say 10 minutes, that you can do every single day. And every day, God, I'm going to meet you for these 10 minutes and I'm going to see what you'll do with this time. And as your love for God will grow, as you spend more time with him, I think you'll begin to see that there are great benefits to small things done consistently. Much of life is just little things done over and over again. And over time, they create a life of value. We just have to pick the right things to do over and over again. And certainly those things, I believe, the best things that can be done consistently with our time are the things that we do in communion and community with God. I would encourage you to make sure that your plan is doable. Make sure it's something that you can commit to and that you can be consistent at. Because consistency is what is really going to pay off the great dividends. Remember that our goal in this time is to connect with God, to hear his voice, to build our relationship with him. Relationships only grow through time. They grow through time together. And as you spend time with God, your relationship with him will deepen. And you will find yourself looking forward to that time in ways that you never imagined you could. Next week, we're going to give you some talk about how to execute the plan, some problems that might come up along the way and how to help solve them. I'll have a fun download with a bunch of tips for you. And I will also be giving you the date that the video will be available of my Grace Book. I hope to record it this weekend. And I should be able to tell you next Monday, the day that it'll be edited and live, and you'll be able to get a look at what I do and how my Grace Book is laid out for those of you that are more visual people and would like to see it. So get started this week. Figure out what you're going to do, what your categories are going to be, and look at your time frame, and we will wrap it up next week. I hope this series has been a blessing to you. I look forward to hearing from you as you begin to work your plan. Make sure you join our Facebook group so we can talk to each other and I can hear from some of the things that you're up to. It's always encouraging to hear what God is teaching others and encouraging to know that there are those who are spending their time with God and maybe at the same time I am in the early morning hours. And I hope that this has been encouraging to you. I can't wait to see what God will do with all of this. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.